LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 15. Get ready. Hi, this is Steve.
Steve, this is Bob from Belmont.
Hey, Bob, what can I do for you?
I gotta tell you, Steve, I'm very disappointed that LifeSpring is running ads. There's nothing that a podcaster advertiser can offer me. I'm very upset.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Bob, but I really like your passion. Have you ever thought about doing something about it?
Like
starting your own podcast. You know, about the usefulness or non-usefulness of advertising in podcasts. You know, this is really exciting. Let's see, what could you call it? Is there a domain name available?
Start.
Well, listen, I've got 19 domain names, all registered through GoDaddy.com.
Now, wait a minute. Isn't that the company advertising on the LifeSpring podcast?
Well, sure, but yeah, forget about that for right now. Just try it. Go over to GoDaddy.com to see if you can match a domain name to your passion. Searching for domain names is fun, and it's free. If you find one that you like, and of course, I'm not saying that you're going to.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but in the off chance that you do, at checkout, enter code LS1 to save 10% off any order. Or LS2 to save an additional $5 off of any order of $30 or more. And lastly, code LS3 to get your .com domain name for just $6.95 a year.
So just searching for the domain name is free?
And fun. Bob, you're just window shopping. Hi, this is Steve Webb.
Steve, GoDaddy had everything I need. I got the domain I wanted. I set up a website easier and faster than I thought possible, right online. I was even able to submit my site to over 200 search engines and directories at once with GoDaddy's Traffic Blazer. I used the codes you gave me. Save me a bundle. I just produced my first podcast on how advertising won't work in podcasting.
All by using GoDaddy.com.
Yes, all by using, this doesn't change anything, you know.
Oh, of course not, Bob. How'd you like that? I have to thank Ron over at Griddle Cakes Radio for putting that together. Although Ron was not the other voice. Did you recognize the other voice? Yeah. It's another one of my favorite podcasts. John Bell with Bells in the Bat Free was the other voice. That was a lot of fun to do. Thank both of you guys. And if you have not listened to Griddle Cakes Radio or Bells in the Bat Free, you are missing out. Ron over at Griddle Cakes does a super storytelling podcast. It's completely family safe, as is Bells in the Bat Free. I will have links to both of their shows on the show notes page over at LifeSpringPodcast.com. Hey, the first song I played for you was the Mercury Radio Theater with We Put the Fun Back in Funeral.
I wrote on mandolin, and it's called Almost Forgotten, But I Was Found.
Thank you.
That's Acoustic Rosh. Yeah, that's Acoustic Rosh, and he does house concerts around the world. You may have recognized that last song. I've played that before, identified as Almost Forgotten. But after I played that song on the podcast, three or four weeks ago, I got an email from him. He says, "Hi, Steve, I want to thank you for playing my music on your show, Almost Forgotten. I'm listening to your show now online. I travel around the world performing acoustic house concerts and will be playing in many churches across Iceland. I depart next week, Reykjavik, April 28th. So that tells you when he sent that to me. Anyway, I checked his blog, which is IcelandHouseConcerts.blogspot.com. And he's in Reykjavik this very day as I record this on May 5th. Anyway, he says, "Also, I just came out with a new album, which I will post some tracks soon at the Podshow Music Network. So you might want to check that out at music.podshow.com. Anyway, so he sent me this live version. And as I said, it's called Almost Forgotten, But I Was Found. Now, I've got another rerun here. But, you know, as I was putting the show tonight, I was just looking through some of my old stuff. And, boy, I played this and I says, yeah, I got to play this for another weekend show. Upcoming is Stainless. They're from Denmark, and the name of the song is Break the Code. Man, guys, don't break the instruments. You did some good stuff. Hey, this is brand new from the PodSafe Music Network today. Here we go. This is Casey Saito. He's from Japan. Name of the song is Sora E, which means sky. Just a very nice jazz. That's good. Some jazz from Japan. Really, really like that. Well, here we go back on home to American Heartbreak.
We've seen them on TV our whole life. Super Friends were the Rolling Stones were larger than life. Can be like anyone I see on a record album sleeve. Pistols and the Who, Dolls and Ramones, Don Kirshner on TV. Seventies.
Yes, American Heartbreak. That's got Michael Butler in that group, too. And Michael Butler works for Pod Show. He is, he's got his own podcast as well. And I thought that was really a cool song, kind of really hooky and just fun. And that's what a weekend song ought to be. Okay, we're going to come back now with a good friend of mine. This is, good friend of the podcast. As a matter of fact, his very first interview was on the LifeSpring podcast. This is Rob Coslow, and it's an untitled work. Very different for Rob. Rob Coslow with an untitled work. That's been on my playlist for quite some time, and I just now got to playing it. Well, so how did your week go? I had a pretty busy week. Today, Friday for me, I spent quite a bit of time working on the house. Normally, Friday is a very, very, very busy day for us, but I got a delivery today of gravel and sand and cement. Does that give you an idea what I'm doing around the house? Yeah, I'm doing some concrete pouring. And I'm doing it myself. I built a pool in the backyard a couple of years ago, and now I'm getting back on the landscaping. And, oh, man, my back really feels like it. It's been doing some things today that it hasn't lately been doing. I'm kind of out of shape when it comes to doing that. But it's fun playing in the mud. We decided to not just do plain old concrete, but I'm putting some different kind of designs in it, doing some different colors, putting some different tumbled glass and stuff like that on the top of it to make different colors and different designs and just a different look. We saw that Disneyland did some of that stuff around the parks, both DCA or Disneyland, Disney's California Adventure and then Disneyland itself. Is really imaginative when it comes to the concrete. So we went down there a couple of weeks ago and just kind of looked around the park and got some ideas. And so now I'm doing it here at home. And who knows, maybe if it turns out half decent, I'll take some copies and put it up on the Flickr site. Got a brand new artist here for you. This is Jessica Smith-Wright with Overcomer. Oh, that plays with your head, doesn't it? Let's get some stuff in the middle. Better. Brand new artist.
Here comes in my face, tries to steal my peace inside. When you take my place, I gotta let the rise. Pour out until I win. dare to believe in him. His word to see me through in everything I do. Speak, teasing me, but no way out. In an attempt to make me weak, I gotta let God rise. Pressing through until I see His word working through me. He has made me new in everything. I see His word working through me. He has made me new in everything I do.
Yes, that's good stuff. Jessica Smith Wright with Overcomer. I like that a lot. That is good. I think I'm going to have to send that over to Adam and be sure he gets that on the source code, because that is good stuff. All right. Now, this next one is from an artist that I've played before. She's new on the scene for me, anyway. Her name is Olwen Ringrose. You might remember that name because it's an unusual name. She found me over at MySpace, and then just this last week, she sent me this new song. Brand new song. This is the title song of her brand new CD, which is not yet released. Daughter of the King is the name of the CD. It's the name of the song. It's a beautiful song. It's got a real Celtic vibe to it, and I think you're really, really going to enjoy it, and I think it's a great song to go out of here. So I will be talking to you again Monday on the LifeSpring, the original LifeSpring show. And you know what? There might even be a surprise out over the weekend. I'm not going to say anything more than that, other than keep your podcatcher fired up. But here's Olwen Ringrose with Daughter of the King. God bless you.
She was beautiful as morning dew. Her hair was golden as the sun. When she walked, pretty flowers grew. She was a daughter of the king. Now
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.